Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Accidents happen, and when they do, you'll want a lawyer who will stand up to the insurance company and fight for your rights. In case of emergency, have this name in your back pocket, Goldfinger, Brian Goldfinger. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you. Get Goldfinger
today. Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu, speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors took down the Detroit Pistons, swept the Detroit Pistons. By a score of 108-98 in what was one of the most unnecessary games I've ever watched in my life. If I wasn't, just chilling around the house, I probably wouldn't have watched this game, but I did. And, you know, the outcome was sort of exactly how you expected it to be. The Raptors benched, they rested some of their guys. VanVleet had that back thing. Dwayne Casey said he could play through, but, you know, at this point, what's the point? So, VanVleet was held out. Bebe might actually have an injury. Who knows? He didn't play. And also Serge Ibaka, you know, getting some rest. Serge Ibaka could always use some rest, but the Raptors still took care of business. And early on, it was a very good offensive display for the Raptors. The starters for the Raptors just completely dominated the Pistons starters. And, the Pistons starters, it's not like they had a lot out there. I mean, who they got today? Blake Griffin out. Okay. Reggie Bullock out. Actually, a real important piece for them. And Andre Drummond out. So, what they were left with was Anthony Tolliver, Eric Moreland, Stanley Johnson, Reggie Jackson, and Luke Kennard. And, they weren't doing anything to the Raptors. The Raptors offensively went through JV a lot in the middle, which is what you'd like to see. Kyle and DeMar both played this game. There was some criticism of, or some surprise, not even criticism, that Kyle Lowry played in this game, despite the fact that it was a back-to-back, and despite the fact that he's the oldest player on the team. But, again, I'm not really that surprised. I mean, you know, Kyle already said after the game, like, he prefers to keep his rhythm and continue playing. And so, as long as he's not going out there and, you know, actually playing hard and trying to get himself hurt and stuff like that, like, you're fine with it. It's not a big deal for him to come in and play 26 minutes to keep his rhythm. Didn't play very hard, necessarily. Both Lowry and DeMar shifting into facilitator mode, passing as much as possible, and it's fun to see. And then the guy, you know, if you pass, someone has to score still. And that guy was JV. JV, just a dominant performance in the middle of the floor tonight, whether it was hitting three or going into the mid-range or, you know, driving all the way to the cup and, you know, catching the ball near the rim and finishing or dunking. I mean, JV was doing it all, man. The man was feeling good. Wearing that dapper suit last night, getting the day off on Sunday, coming to Detroit, putting on a nice game. So the Raptors had, you know, the advantage early on. I mean, you could tell from the start the Raptors had this game completely under their control. It wasn't a real issue. However, in the second quarter, there was a bit of an issue because the Pistons went on this crazy run. And you guessed it, a classic Raptor killer, Ish Smith, came in and completely dominated. He hit his first six shots. He was hitting threes. He was hitting pull-up jumpers, the speed, the layup, breaking full-court traps. At one point, he drove through all five Raptors, and that was hard to watch. The Raptors set up like a college-type trap on him, full-court, and it did not work. It did not work. This man drove through everybody. The Pistons actually took a 60-44 lead, which is like, whoa, what's going on? The Raptors are really down 16. And, you know, some people online were freaking out. I was not freaking out because, like, come on, man. The Raptors are going to win this game. And so, the reason why the Raptors fell down so much was because they kept taking these long threes. Good looks, like a lot of good looks, but they just weren't hitting them. CJ Miles, really cold. Norman Powell, really cold. DeLon Wright really cold. And the bench unit, I mean, honestly, without Van Vliet, they looked really disorganized. And even Jakob Poeltl wasn't playing that great at defense. So Pistons getting long rebounds, going the other way, transition. The Raptors weren't stopping Ish Smith whatsoever. And, you know, the Pistons got a lead. And the Raptors couldn't hit any open shots, so that's what happened. But the Raptors brought their starters back in. DeMar, Kyle, JV. Pulled the game even, basically. I mean, they turned that 16-point deficit into three, you know, basically within the span of like 4 minutes in the second quarter. And, you know, the starters came out, dominated the third quarter, played strong. Honestly, it doesn't even matter what kind of plays they're running or, you know, what kind of actions. It was like a scrimmage. Just like this game on Sunday was a scrimmage against the Magic. Like, this was a scrimmage. And even when the game was close or whatever, it didn't really ever feel like the Raptors were ever going to relinquish this game or that the Pistons were ever going to seriously make a push. And, you know, like, the Pistons cut it to, like, 7 points in the fourth quarter, whatever. The Raptors bench was sloppy. I was kind of disappointed with how Norm and DeLon played, the two of them combining for 3 of 13 shooting, missed all 7 of their 3-point shots. They just, you know, I just didn't think they were very effective, and they kept looking for threes when it wasn't there. And, you know, you combine the fact that CJ Miles was off, 3 of 10, 1 of 7 from the 3-point line, no free throws, you know, no defense, of course. And, yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know, there were some moments in the fourth quarter where it was like, all right, the Raptors got to take control and put this, you know, game to bed. But they never really had to go back to Lowry and DeRozan. They never had to go back to JV. They brought in Siakam for a little bit just to stabilize the game. And Siakam had a nice drive out of the corner where he attacked the basket and dumped it off to Poeltl. The Pistons were really, really actively crowding the paint because the Raptors couldn't hit threes. And, you know, Siakam beat that with his neat interior passing. Siakam also hit 2 threes today. I mean, Siakam had a good night. But, yeah, I mean, look, the Raptors bench just didn't look as ordered or as structured as they normally do when Van Vliet's around, which is normal. Yeah, I mean, look, the Pistons, I mean, down the stretch, there were, for some reason, Stanley Johnson was taking shots and, like, Reggie Jackson was taking shots. Reggie Jackson, you can't shoot at all. You're, like, really broken. Don't shoot the basketball. But he kept shooting the basketball. He shot 7 of 18. Stanley Johnson, 2 of 10. And meanwhile, Ish Smith, who was actually a good player in this game, only played 14 minutes. Very strange decision by, you know, Stan Van Gundy. But maybe he's tanking. Who knows? Maybe he's probably competing with, what, the Lakers for their tanking position. So maybe he can get a little bit slightly better odds. But that's a depressing time for the Pistons. It really is, man. That is a depressing club to watch. I mean, Henry Ellenson. They really drafted a guy named Henry Ellenson ahead of Pascal Siakam. What are you doing, man? Look at this. Look at this team. It's really sad looking at the Pistons. It really is. Luke Kennard got a couple drives, and that's cool. But, like, man, Stanley Johnson, the LeBron stopper, 2 of 10. Remember when Stanley Johnson said he got inside LeBron's head? That really happened in the 2015 playoffs when, LeBron swept the Pistons. So, yeah, the Pistons, man, they're depressing. Anyway, in terms of your three stars, first star is JV. He's not close. 25 points, 9 rebounds, 11 of 13 shooting, hit a 3, hit 2 free throws, plus 21 in 25 minutes. Phenomenal. Phenomenal in the first quarter. Great in stabilizing the team in the second quarter. And then in the third quarter, dominant once again. I mean, JV would just get the ball in the middle floor. He would dunk. He would finish. Get to the right hand. Power over smaller guys. I mean, it looked like a he looked like a like Shaq playing with children out there. Guys like Reggie Jackson were not able to stop JV. I'll say that much. In terms of your second star, I don't know. There's a couple places you can go with this one. I'll give it to Poeltl, actually. He had some nice dunks. I didn't think Poeltl was actually that great defensively, but, I mean, the rest of the bench was really letting him down. But he had some nice dunks, you know, got the crowd out of their seats. And so it's an entertainment value thing. I mean, him having a couple nice dunks is enough to make this a successful night for him. You know, all those fans traveling from Toronto to come to Detroit to see their beloved team. And there were more Raptors fans in the arena than Pistons fans, apparently. Or at least that's what they said on the broadcast. And, you know, they came to see something. So Poeltl giving them a dunk is always nice. Poeltl dunking on the Pistons is becoming a usual thing now, apparently. Just like in the last game when he snuck a dunk over Andre Drummond. Unfortunately, Drummond wasn't here to get banged on today, but I'm sure another day that'll happen. That could be arranged. And then in terms of your third star, you can easily give it to DeMar, Kyle, or Siakam. But, you know, pick whichever one you want. Personally, I'll give it to Kyle. 11.6 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 of 8 shooting from the field, 3 of 7 from deep. Got a layup, got a block. Good, just very good in terms of setting the tone. And, you know, when the Raptors needed some organization in the offense after they got down 16, Kyle came in, completely regained control of the team. And, you know, the Raptors cruised from there. And then in terms of the Detroit Pistons and the Gerald Henderson Award, two ways you can go on this one. Ish Smith was absolutely dominant, like I said, but then he didn't play much in the second half. So you can give it to him, but I mean, he was like lights out as he usually is against the Raptors. You can give it to him, or you can give it to Luke Kennard, who was solid throughout the game. I mean, he missed a vital three, but overall 20 points for Kennard. I don't know. I'll give it to Smith. I mean, Smith is just like a classic Raptor killer. Quick point guard, gets the rim, tough, and you know, usually you would have someone like Van Vliet to, you know, stop him a little bit, put pressure on the ball, not let him drive just, you know, straight to the cup. But no Van Vliet tonight. There was a lot of disorganization. So, all in all, no Raptors got hurt. No Raptors played more than 30 minutes. You know, a couple guys got extended run. Hopefully the call-ups from the 905 can get back in time. You know, so that Jerry Stackhouse doesn't have to have three of his best players play a set of back-to-back-to-backs in tomorrow's game where, you know, they're facing elimination in the G League Finals. You know, if they win, suddenly it's the series is 1-1 and it's the best of, you know, winner takes all game three. But, yeah, it's kind of unfortunate. It sucks, really, when you're in a minor league club and you really just have to surrender to the whims, the very minor whims of the big league club. It's not like the Raptors needed to have Lorenzo Brown or Malcolm Miller or McKinney today, but, you know, they came. You know, they put in a solid shift. McKinney had a putback. We all know him for that. And also Lorenzo was just solid handling the ball, had a couple of driving finishes, a pull-up jumper late. Like, you know, solid night for those two. But seriously, they didn't need to come here, man. They could just stay at home and try to win that G League championship for the second year in a row. But sure, Stackhouse will figure out a way. Yeah, that's the podcast. I don't know. This game was completely unnecessary. I wrote 10 things for this thing too, but realistically, it's a throwaway game. No one got hurt. No one played too long. Perfect. That's what you want. The Raptors are out 59 wins. They have a chance to go up for 60 on Wednesday when they finish the season in Miami facing the Miami Heat. The Heat currently are battling the OKC Thunder. And, you know, who knows what happens in that one. If the Thunder lose that game, that will be pretty crazy because, you know, they're in danger of missing the playoffs, which would be really fun. But if you want to hear more Western Conference analysis and just a general NBA podcast altogether, may I recommend that you subscribe to Pound the Rock. Yes, that is an homage to Dwayne Casey. Pound the Rock podcast. It's hosted by The Score. It's hosted by me, Wolfon, who is on the weekly podcast, and also Jessica Sharo, who's been on the, you know, Raptors podcast a couple times now. But yeah, we put out a podcast every Monday, usually in the afternoon, and it's just going to touch on general NBA topics. And so if you would like more NBA content, specific NBA content, not a Raptors slant, that's just a general NBA podcast. But if you want a general NBA podcast, please go listen to that one. Subscribe to it, favorite, review it, whatever you want. But if not, stick to this one. The Raptors podcast will always be here. It's always great. And, you know, thank you to everyone for supporting the show. And I'll be back on Wednesday to close out the season.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.